I've just been reminded that I need to formally advise that Councillor Geringer, who has been feeling unwell all evening, has left the meeting. We still have a quorum, so we can still progress. Item 4.1, planning application, 26 Hannah's Road, Strathcreek, amendment to permit. Mr. Fraser.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Welsh. Item 4.1 before councillors tonight is the application for the amendment to the planning permit for the Village Green at 26 Hannah's Road. The application has been received to amend the permit and endorse plans to allow for the upgrade of the existing pavilion and development of additional accommodation and recreation facilities to be used as part of the operation of the site. The land is in the farming zone and is affected by the bushfire management overlay in part. The land has been used as a tourism facility, including minor sports facilities and recreation, function centre, accommodation and a liquor licence for over 20 years. The site is located at the southern end of Hannah's Road, which is sealed to the property entrance. Access to Hannah's Road is only available via Falls Road and Allendale Road. Allendale Road and parts of Falls Road are unsealed. The application has been referred to the CFA, who have consented to the proposal, subject to conditions. Notice was provided to Goulburn Murray Water as the Rural Water Authority, DELC, as an adjoining land manager, and all properties on Allendale Road between Falls Road and Hannah's Road. Goulburn Murray Water and DELC have consented to the proposal, subject to conditions. Four objections and one letter of support have been received. The objections raise issues in relation to the current condition of the road and additional traffic, noise and rural amenity. Based on some of the feedback received tonight and in the lead up to today's meeting, we would like to make some slight adjustments to the recommendation before you tonight. We are still recommending that a notice of decision to amend the permit be issued, but with two minor changes to point six of the recommendation in relation to additional conditions. So the first two dot points of point six relate to the operational management plan. What we are proposing is that in relation to the second dot point of recommendation six, after the third sub dot point, we add a requirement to detail to have a maintenance agreement for Allendale Road, or a mutually agreed development, not a contribution
toward the maintenance.
A contribution towards the maintenance.
For enhanced maintenance standard.
So that would be, details of proposed contribution to the maintenance of and Falls Roads. The second change would be is an additional condition, which would be worded to say that electricity must not be connected to the approved shelter. So two changes there, two additional changes in the recommendation as written. Thank you.
Councillors, have you got any questions? Councillor Gellion.
Uh, Thank you, Mayor. I wonder if we can just clarify that first amendment to the recommendation.
Yep. So on item 6, which starts on page 6, item 6 of the recommendation on page 6 and continues over onto page 7. So after after that sub dot point on on condition 7, there would be an additional requirement that the details of a maintenance contribution towards Allendale and Falls Road
needs to be wordsmithed a bit.
Does. Yep.
You got any more questions or something?
Oh, just on that one, talking to the...
I'll do him hand doing some words for it.
Right.
But the intention is the concern of the residents over the maintenance road with the increased traffic, how the developer can work or how the applicant can work with that and make a contribution toward enhancing the maintenance standard. So if council currently does a certain standard, we might be able to, the applicant may contribute something that enhances that standard a bit further, acknowledging the additional traffic.
So would that typically be a specific dollar amount or a percentage, or just be to the satisfaction of the responsible authority?
But this would be the satisfaction of the responsible authority through negotiations. It would be the intention.
Thank you.
Any more, Councillor Geiger?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. When we heard from Mr. Doyle, there was mention of the condition 6, and that is around the operational management plan. I wonder how council, as the responsible authority, might achieve satisfaction of that operational plan. Is there negotiation with the neighbours? Is there certain guidance or precedent that you can work on? So how do you achieve, for the benefit of the objecting neighbours, some satisfaction that that operational management plan is appropriate?
So the purpose of an operational management plan is in addition to the permit and provides something that is kept on site and is often written in a way that is much more straightforward and easy to understand rather than reading through, especially a permit like this that's been in existence for nearly 20 years and is contained, is full of planning and legislative language. The operational management plan provides that clear outline of how those facilities are undertaken, how they're managed, as well as also providing a detailed process of complaints, complaint management and that sort of thing. That document would be required to be kept on site is another tool to manage the use of the site in relation to the amenity of the neighbours.
So I suppose the question is the term is about to the satisfaction of the responsible authority. So how do you make that determination?
So the would need to be consistent with the application that's been submitted. So it's making the intentions provided around the application, just making them really, really clear.
Thank you.
Councillor Hazel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Would that type of management plan include like noise control and maybe limits for when music could be played to, or security for some of the neighbours, for instance, that whether the signage to say, obviously, trespass is prosecuted or this is private property, and for it to be monitored so there isn't a fear of guests hanging over your fence or taking away from your privacy.
Yeah, and that's I guess that's one of the other benefits of something like this. That this application is only proposing those buildings and the buildings and works. The use of the land is undertaken by people that aren't the owners of the land. So it is guests coming to the site and making those obligations and understanding the site and the surrounding area. That operational management plan is intended to assist with that.
Sorry, another one. So in what you've just said then, so there is no owner, operator or manager on site when this is being leased out, is that correct?
There is a manager on site.
At all times, that there's visitation.
Yeah, so, yeah. But there's people staying in the accommodation that aren't here tonight and aren't part of the planning application process. So the operational management plan is just making that a much clearer, more understandable requirement. It also gives adjoining landowners, particularly through the complaints process, so when there is if there is an issue with noise, that part of that complaints process is that those complaints are documented and addressed at the
like a non-compliance register.
That's it. Yeah. So if we do get a complaint, if the site gets that's detailed as part of that. There's a clear process around how that is managed on site for the people that are doing it.
Thank you.
In the opening preamble, are we going to change the additional guest number from 36 to 27?
We will need to do that. Yes, the proposed accommodation building has the capacity for up to 36 guests. There is in the current plans there is space for accommodation within the pavilion that is being taken out as part of this application. So it is a net increase of 27 additional guests.
And can I just confirm that the shed that we're referring to that won't have power, is that the yoga studio?
That's the yoga shelter up there down the southern end.
So I think in the mission we should identify it as the yoga one, so it's not any other shelter that's
open shelter.
Other buildings there that can cool the shelter.
So that would be an additional condition that says electricity must not be connected to the approved open-sided shelter.
If it's whatever way it's most addressed, if it's open-sided shelter, if it's yoga shelter, just so everyone's quite aware which one we're talking
about. Which one we're talking about, yep.
Just as an aside, I hope all the council officers are taking note of the stated claims about the end of the roads. It's outside this. Any other questions? Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. And give me, just turning to Ms. Tilley's submission, it's mentioned, and this is one we encounter occasionally, and that is the idea that the property is subject to multiple successive incremental planning applications. Can you talk a little bit to why this is treated as an amendment, not a completely new application? And is there a difference in the way that from a planning assessment perspective to why a new application is considered in, say, the precinct versus an amendment to an existing use?
Yeah, so this application, the existing permit remains a current permit. The development has been done and the And the use has been ongoing in accordance with the requirements of the Act to retain those existing use rights. Amendments to the permit, and particularly amendments to a permit like this one that contains a number of different facets, ensure that we don't then subsequently issue a new permit with a requirement on it that may result in potentially breaching a condition of this existing permit from 2004. So it's not uncommon as things grow, as this site has. You know, it did originally start as a cricket ground. And that has grown to what it is now and what the applicant is proposing that it will become. When these things are started, it's not always clear how they're going to grow and develop, and different owners will have different visions for the site.
Councillor Carpenter.
Thank you, Mayor. Can you explain to me? I believe Mr. Phillips talked about one of the activities at this facility to be of an educational nature. Is there a problem with any education activities being done in a place such as
this? Yeah, so an education centre in a farming zone is a prohibited use. This property is used, it is the current use of the site is for leisure and recreation. That continues to be its existing, that continues to be the use that is proposed. A site being used by a school group is very different to a school running out of a site. So it is a leisure and recreation in terms of land use under the Murrindindi planning scheme. That opens it. It does mean that it can be used by school groups. Likewise, it can be used by other groups as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Councillor Wardy?
So what you're saying is it doesn't have an RO number or something along those lines, which gives it a...
It's not an education centre.
Thank you.
Well, Hazel.
Thank you, Mayor. One of the other concerns was lack of privacy from the yoga studio overlooking a property. Could we actually request some landscaping or screening trees at the side of that building to maybe restrict or reduce?
So that, as part of the application, there has been landscaping plans prepared. I would say in relation to overlooking, that is that where that shelter is proposed is quite a distance. It would be, I think it's about 800 metres from the actual oval on the site. So overlooking in the planning scheme covers issues around overlooking, particularly in more urban settings. It doesn't address it in the same way for rural areas. Being able to see something in and of itself is not an overlooking issue in the way that an overlooking issue might be considered in an assessment against, say, Clause 54 or Clause 55, which relate to dwellings in residential areas. Yeah.
Councillors, I've been reminded we've hit the magic hour of 9 o'clock. We need someone to move for an extension of the first 30 minutes. And remember, we only have possible two 30-minute extensions. Keep that in mind. So Councillor Lording, Councillor Gallagher, thank you. All those in favour? Carried. Any more questions? Thank you. Well, councillors, we have a recommendation before us. Does someone wish to move a motion?
I do.
Councillor Wardy.
It's as per the officer's recommendation with the amendments for the road maintenance, additional funding offered for road maintenance for the electricity, or rather the lack of it, in the Yoga shelter, and identifying the shelter, and to modify the actual number of extra guests.
Thank you. Do we have someone to second, please? Councillor McCauley. Councillor Wardy, you wish to speak?
Yes, I would.
Three events per week during daylight savings, so over the course of 7 months, with up to 40 guests.
Just confirming, this is another table in the planning application which had up to 200. Are there any other questions, councillors? Councillors, we have a recommendation before us. Here to move the recommendation. Councillor Gallagher. The time will clear to second. Councillor Lawley. Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, I acknowledge everybody who's come along this evening to share their perspectives. That one of the speakers, not on this particular matter, but a speaker this evening has talked about the idea of everybody getting together and shaking hands and everybody walking away and coming to a consensus on such applications. And really, is that the case? So I do appreciate that that some people won't have achieved what they sought to achieve from this process. I know that council officers are certainly taking note of the state of the road, and as it was raised by a number of the submitters, but taking note of the issues with the bushfire management plan and with the use of the road, and I heavily endorse the recommendation and the grounds on which it was given to refuse this permit.
Councillor Wardy.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I drove up that road today, and I'll tell you what, in a fire, that would be very, very scary. There is no way to turn around. In fact, I couldn't turn around. I had to go to the top of the hill so I could at least turn around. Also, the access road from this particular property is very much one directional, so no way a car and caravan or even car would be able to turn enough to go up the top of the hill. Also, if the road was blocked, there is just no way of getting around it, so fire would be a big problem. And with the number of evacuees, by the sound of it, there's no way you could get everyone out of there. Also, I am a bit concerned, being a farmer myself and watching biosecurity. It does worry me, and I noticed that all the people around there have big signs on their fences to report to the areas. Gates are locked. Biosecurity is a big problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak for or against? Can I just say that something that's come out of this whole process is that I believe there's additional work for council in the broader aspects of planning area to emphasise the criticality of the Tallangi area and the strawberry running industry. So people are well aware of what they can and can't do. And because we know we've had earlier issues where it's been quite clearly stated won't be allowed in those areas, and everyone needs to be aware of that. Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. Just in closing, I acknowledge and appreciate your sentiment as well that as an organisation we need to send signals to the community about what's possible and what's feasible in the Tallangi area. So I'm more than happy to endorse that communication. Thank you. Close.
Thank you. Councillors, all those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Item 4.3, planning application 181 Switzerland Road, Gingin, extractive industry. Mr. Fraser.
Thank you, Mayor Welsh. This application has previously been heard at Council's ordinary meeting in March. Following that, a meeting with all submitters to the proposal, all submitters were invited to meet with Council and the applicant in relation to this application. A number of changes have been made in recommendation from your from the recommendation at the March meeting. Those changes relate to the road upgrade requirements. Previously, it was required to seal Switzerland Road. There is still a requirement for upgrades to Switzerland Road and the access track. However, they're no longer required. That road is no longer required to be sealed. However, there is restrictions placed on the number of truck movements. Truck numbers are proposed to be at 1,000, up to 1,000 movements per year. Initially, it was put forward that the truck movements just be capped at 1,000 movements per year. This, we did see this as potentially creating issues in terms of the impact on the road if those 1,000 uses were to be done all at once or anything like that, so that the damage to the road could have been quite significant. So we have rationalised that out to or averaged that out over the 12-month period, which comes to about 83 point something. So rounded up, there is a restriction in the recommendation for up to 84 movements per month. The other change to the previous recommendation is in relation to the hours. So they have been reduced. So the hours of operation remain consistent. However, the truck movements to and from the site have been reduced to lessen that impact on surrounding landowners. So it is proposed to reduce that from 7 till 6 to now be 7 till 3:30. There is restrictions in the work plan around operation on public holidays. However, it may be prudent to include that as an amendment to the recommendation before you. There was also an additional question raised in open forum in relation to some of the requirements being removed between this recommendation and the recommendation that was before you in March. That was in relation to Golden Murray water requirements and the native vegetation requirements. Those issues in relation to Golden Murray water and the native vegetation offset requirements are considered as part of the the work plan. They shouldn't have been included in the notice of decision. So offsets, so there is vegetation removal, but under clause 5217-6 of the planning scheme, vegetation removal associated with extractive industry is exempt from permit requirements under the Planning and Environment Act. And that is because those considerations under that provision are considered as plans, so they don't need to be considered twice. It's a duplication of the assessment. There is one other change to the recommendation as well in relation to proposed condition 15, which goes over pages 32 and 33. Now that relates to the truck movements and the requirements on truck movements to and from the site. It is required that council is provided a record reporting total transported tonnage and extracted material. We propose to amend that to include a requirement for the vehicle movements. So that would be for that last sentence would read, within 6 months of the commencement of the approved extractive industry use and every 6 months thereafter, the permit holder must provide to the responsible authority a report recording the total transported tonnage of extracted material and vehicle movements associated with the approved extractive industry for the use for the preceding 6 month period. Thank you.
Councillors, any questions? Councillor Lawley.
I would like to add some additional things to items 7 and 8. In particular is the health of that gentleman, which concerns me greatly. 7 states about the emissions from the property. I would like to also add something that...
Councillor Lawley, it's a time for questions.
Oh, sorry.
So you can ask it in the form of a question.
Is it possible to add a clause saying dust suppression of some form is needed on the roads? And secondly, the other one to number 8 is could we say something along the lines of the sound energy released from the crusher must be within the EPA specs? Or if that's sort of covered by that general.
So, in relation to condition 8, what you might look at there is to, so the last line of the of condition 8 on page 31, you may, rather than say it must not cause annoyance beyond the site, you might say it must be in accordance with EPA guidelines.
Totally agree with that. Thank you. That's stronger. Thank you.
And include that maybe it's monitored on a regular basis.
Ask a question.
Is it possible to have it that there is a form of monitoring on a regular basis, whether it's a weekly check that they do to make sure that when the machinery is being used that it doesn't exceed the EPA requirements? So it's done on, as I said, a regular basis. No?
How?
It would be very specialised equipment to test the noise, and so doing it on a weekly basis would probably be very unrealistic.
They only cost $300. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Is it normal that in issues about noise from an operational property that a report can be made to the EPA and they have the necessary equipment to do a test?
That could be
a normal process, isn't
it? And that monitoring may come if there is, that can be done if there is ongoing complaints and that sort of sort of thing for council's enforcement policy.
So just to so if there's complaints to an issue being an industrial site, the EPA may then step in and require or undertake monitoring to see if it is within their guidelines, is the usual process.
Okay. Do we need to say that?
No.
I think if you refer to the EPA standard, being an industrial site.
So if we just refer to the EPA.
Being the amenity standard, which it is anyway, then the, any compliance issue is, it's already with the EPA being an industrial site.
Yeah.
Is there any similar provision in relation to dust?
Not with the EPA, no.
Okay.
So it's just normally a nuisance provision.
So we need to include something for dust if you wanted to do that.
Yep.
We're going
to go. Thank you, Mayor. Just going to Mr. Murchie's submission this evening. He mentioned public holidays. Do you find a need to call those out explicitly?
I think we can include public holidays, and I think that's reasonable. The permit applicants have advised that's consistent with their work plan as well, which is enforced by licenses as well.
And in respect of 13A2, Mr. Murchie mentioned what he read as a self-audit regime. Can you talk to RA satisfaction in terms of auditing for that roaster?
Yeah, so that would need to be done by a suitably qualified auditor. Ultimately, two council has to approve that. So taking into consideration, it would be part of the role of the auditor being engaged would be to contact council to make sure that what they're assessing is addressing what our engineers require as part of that.
Mr. Bailey asked the question how this application seeks to encourage agriculture. Can you explain if that's a requirement of the scheme and what your assessment around that requirement?
So in relation to agricultural uses, this is clearly not agricultural use. There's a number of provisions around in the planning scheme relating to agriculture, to economic development, to environmental issues, that sort of thing. There is clear direction in terms of from a state level to support extractive industry where they are in areas where they are needed for the greater good. This site already has a work authority for a different quarry on the site. So we're sort of taking a site that is already contains a quarry and providing another, or the applicants are proposing to open another one on the same site. So it is removing land from agriculture, but it's using land that's already being used for extractive industry.
A final question, thank you, Mr. Fraser, is term condition 5. I wonder if that's been given some extra thought and whether or not that is actually a workable solution. That we're talking here about the operating hours for trucks, ingress and ingress.
Yep. So the these hours of operation have been provided by the permit applicant. The existing quarry on the site has approval to operate. There's not truck movements and not specified separately in the permit for the current quarry that's there. That actually allows for operation between on Monday to Friday between 7 and 6, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturdays. In terms of this is where those traffic movements will become particularly important in terms of how that relates to the quarry proposed as part of this application and what there is already existing approval for. That is where the details of those of the material in that report will become quite important as well.
Sorry, it's supplementary. So my understanding was that clause 5 was to concerns of the community around truck movements in the proximity of a bus stop given during certain hours. Given this requirement only applies to this work plan on this site and not to the other work plan on the current site and a neighbouring quarry 2 km away and truck vehicle movements of cattle and what have you, are there any avenues that the community might take for a more blanket coverage of truck vehicle movements in that area?
I'm not sure about what we can do. What we can do
outside the scope.
It's outside the scope of this, but
perhaps something we can bring up as a result of what we're discussing here. We can see these other problems similar to the Tulangi and what you can and can't do in that area type problem. So I think we can take it there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, can I have someone move recommendation as described with the amendment that was described?
Boss.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Second, Councillor Carpenter.
Yes.
Thank you, Mayor. I again give the appreciation for the people that have come and given us their perspectives and articulated so carefully in their submissions and this evening how this application affects them personally. I note on this particular one that the strong job done by the planning team in preparation of these set of conditions and this recommendation for a second time now, and also the efforts of the planning team to work with the applicant and objectors to try to be able to meet somewhere in the middle. So my appreciation to the officers and to everybody involved in achieving this outcome. I hope it's reasonably satisfactory for all involved.
Councillor Carpenter.
I just want to agree with everything that Councillor Gallagher said. He said it very well. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak for or against? Councillor Gallagher, you wish to close?
Closing.
Councillors, all those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Councillors, we've reached the end of our first 30-minute extension. Would someone care to move another? Councillor Carpenter, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Haslam. All those in favour? Carried. Item 4.4, planning application, High Street Medium Strip Yay Outdoor Shelter.
Excuse me. I have what? Conflict.
Sorry, Councillor Carpenter. You're running this one?
I'm running this one as well.
Oh, changes that go on.
All right, to go? Yep. An application has been received for the construction of one shelter over an existing table and chairs on land within the High Street Road Reserve median strip in High Street. Okay. The land is in the transport zone and the heritage overlay applies to the land. A planning permit is required to pursuant to clause 3604 of the Murrindindi planning scheme and to construct a building or carry out works in a heritage overlay pursuant to clause 4301 of the Murrindindi planning scheme. The proposal is to construct a roof structure over an existing set of table and chairs on the northern side of the median strip of the High Street Road Reserve east of the Petrel Street intersection. The proposed structure consists of four posts with a gabled corrugated roof measuring 5.25 metres long, 3.65 metres wide and 2.35 metres high, with a 15-degree pitch featuring a decorative finial on the gable side, on the gable ends. The application has been advertised in the Yay Chronicle and by way of sign erected on site. A total of two submissions were received and the objections related to the visual impact of the proposal on the landscape. This report recommends that a refusal to grant a permit be issued for the construction of one shelter over an existing table and chairs on land within the High Street Road Reserve in conjunction with the grounds of refusal. The application is presented to council due to the two objections received and because the recommendation is to refuse the application. Thank you.
Okay. Councillors, any questions?
How powerful is that heritage problem or limit to putting one of these up?
The advice from the, so the heritage overlay doesn't, it doesn't prohibit development. What we've considered in this application is essentially the clutter. There's quite a bit already within that High Street Road Reserve. This would contribute further to that. And that was where that recommendation has come from.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No? Well, we have a recommendation. Is someone prepared to move the recommendation? Councillor Haslam.
Thank you, Mayor, as per the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. And someone to second? Mr. McCall. Councillor Haslam.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor McCauley.
No, thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor McCauley.
I've installed, when I was here in the council, a number of these around Lake Eildon because the tables get very, very hot in summer. And whenever I go up there, everybody's always at those areas and not at the other tables. So I think it's a very good idea to do something like that. And this actually is rather elegant. A bit worried about hitting your head on the bottom of the finials, but that's it. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak for or against? Councillor Hazen, do you wish to close?
Yes, and just in response to Councillor Lording, I understand what you're saying with the Eildon, but I don't think that was a treed area like it is in the centre of the street. And I think there's a lot of natural shade there. And I agree with the officers as far as taking away from that lovely natural ambience and the urban greening. So thank you. Mayor, close.
Thank you. Councillors, all those in favour? Those against? Thank you. Carried. Can we get Councillor Carpenter back in, please?
Thank you, Council.
Councillors, item 5.1, the Lecky Park trial. Mr. Bain.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report seeks a decision by Council in relation to whether to continue or cease the wetland trial underway in a small area of Lecky Park, Alexandra. The trial is intended to encourage water birds to use the area and supply an additional experience for park users. The issues relating to objections, including a petition to Council requesting to abandon the trial, are discussed. So the officer's recommendation is that the Council shorten the duration of the trial to allow to finish 30th of November this year, and then following the trial to present the outcomes to in consultation with the committee and to prepare a recommendation whether to just to retain small areas of wetland on an ongoing basis or to reinstate the area to its condition prior to the trial. So as a background, the environmental team officers were notified that there was appeared to be some white-faced herons nesting in the area. Herons nest in trees, so they were using the naturally occurring wet area for foraging, and they proposed a trial to encourage the birds to return and see what would happen. There's been a number of objections, and we've heard tonight some of those again, but we've also received about the same number of letters of support, including from the local land care group. Now, I should say that I think in both cases, looking at they misinterpreted what the trial was meant to be, or maybe the communication wasn't good enough. It's only ever an ephemeral arrangement. There's no permanent change. The only change that's there is that there's no, the grass isn't cut. The stumps are not inserted in the ground. They're just sitting on the ground, and they will be removed if required. So the aim was to try to encourage the environmental officers. They're quoting the council plan, which is the objective there is to encourage biodiversity in our open space and to restore habitat. So the aim of the trial was then to see if that was a viable option.
Okay. Any questions? Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. And thank you, Mr. Bain. Does the subject area represent a human-induced health and safety issue?
Not really. It's as pointed out, it's just a depression that's just occurred. Water won't sit there forever, and it just drains, percolates away towards the creek. So it's only there as an opportunist feeding area for the birds, and I would just suspect it's only there for our wet season. It wouldn't be there in a dry year.
The creek that Landcare support has been offered for the native grasses and for appropriate wetland species, but that support won't be accepted until the trial has been completed?
Correct, yes. That's correct.
So that said, does the trial site actually represent what the vast planting of native grasses might look like?
I think the trial is really there for to see if it encourages the bird life, and therefore what's an appropriate response to that. Should there be is that a suitable area? Is it big enough? Or should there be a wetland further away to encourage the birds? Because obviously that type of bird enjoys the tall trees, which is one of the features of the Lecky Park, and therefore they would like to inhabit there. And the wet seasons we've had has given them an opportunity to feed there as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple of questions. Firstly, with the depression that's there just now, if it was just filled in with earth, would that alleviate the wetness problem that we're experiencing? or would the water just drain elsewhere and still be a problem?
Being in my engineering manager's hat, no, it'll stay wet because it's draining off the road. So there is no formal drainage there apart from a bit further down. There's a pit and a pipe, but generally it's overland flow off the road to disperse. The natural depression's beneficial to the health of the large trees that do help to water the trees, direct it to their root zone. So it is beneficial to have it undulating as well.
And one other question, if I may. In regard to the trial for a wetland, without putting other plantings in, do you think it's giving us a fair indication of whether it's successful or not, just as long grass rather than grasslands and plants?
The environmental officers looking for to see is if birds return to nest in the same area, which case then we should encourage them to be able to feed and to be supported in the area. So that's what the trial's about, not so much about a wet area. It's just really as a means to encourage bird life.
Thank you.
Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Cupp.
When the birds were first noticed in the park, was the grass just normal short grass and maybe wet?
Yes, it was, yes.
So the birds were coming anyway. So one might not be able to determine whether having the grass long has actually improved things or not.
Correct, yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Questions, councillors? Well, we have a recommendation before us. Would anyone care to move the recommendation? Councillor Lordy.
As per the officer's recommendation, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone care to second? Councillor McCauley. Councillor Lordy, you wish to speak?
Actually, no, thank you.
Councillor McCauley.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As outlined in the preamble document here, the recommendation, which is now the motion under discussion, outlines that the response for this motion is in response to the petition, so it's in responding to that, and feedback received outlining the concerns about the trial. It is suggested to shorten the trial to 1 year because of that. This will allow for one spring season to monitor and observe the extent of water bird attraction to the trial area. I note what Councillor Carpenter mentioned, but it will at least give some baseline of what's happening in that area and will provide an opportunity to survey nearby residents and the wider Alexandra community towards this particular section of the Lincoln Park. While I acknowledge that the consultation might not have been in the initial stages, this is a public park, and hence I feel that the wider public should also be included in this consultation process and give it that little bit more time to be trialled. Thank you.
If anyone else wish to speak for or against? Councillor Gully.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll be respectively speaking against the motion. I've circulated to councillors an alternate motion and I'll flag intention to move that should this motion fail. And my motion would be that in recognition of the diverse views that have been expressed, that council retain the wetlands until the 30th of June this year. And then in the period prior to 30th November this year, council survey the wider Alexandra community to determine the preference for changes to Lecky Park and UT Creek precinct. I say this because clearly this is a divisive matter and that we have a challenge this evening to entirely satisfy anyone at all. I appreciate the passion that each person has for their version of a favourable outcome in Lecky Park And I know that after speaking to many of the supporters and the objectors, that synthetic wetlands can serve some valuable functions, even in an urban setting. And those practical functions include slowing of the rate of moving water, thus minimising erosion, filtration. I've often seen stormwater directed through carefully selected plant species on the curbside to filter the water through physical and biological processes before discharging to waterways. And there are the obvious ecological outcomes, which, depending on the siting, might be met with community favour or frustration. Given the demonstrated unlikely event of individual sentiment changing over the course of a complete two-year trial, I'm inclined to support a more immediate progressing to a period of consultation and a determination for long-term use of the space, including consideration for other wetlands sites to leverage their full practical application. Despite this motion, I welcome the culture of innovation which has led to this creative thinking, and I hope that the consultation better articulates the functional ambitions and aesthetic of native grass plantings relative to the current aesthetic of unmown Kaikuyu lawn. I'm advised of the proposed motion that I'm suggesting does not add additional financial impost. While I'd prefer that this operational matter be referred to the CEO for decision, I acknowledge that council has taken a role in the process and now must own the outcome. I must be clear that it's inappropriate and it's unsustainable for council to withdraw decision-making delegation in every instance of community dissent. I think there is a lesson here about consultation ahead of potentially contentious outcomes, but equally there needs to be a realisation among us that as a community, there will be differences in perspective on the use of public spaces, and I frankly think that's okay. Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to speak for or against? Councillor Carpenter.
I would just like to say that I will be voting against the motion that's been put before us, and I would be very happy to vote in favour of the motion that Councillor Gallagher is proposing.
I'll get too far ahead of ourselves.
It's the same.
I'm just trying to make sure we don't get too confused. Anyone else wish to speak for or against? I'll just say I won't be supporting the current recommendation. I found it throughout this whole, past 6 months, this has been kicked backwards and forwards. It's been differing opinions, and I'm not sure either side has come out with sort of completely logical arguments. A lot of passion is there, but at the same time, I also found it interesting that only one side of the argument was presented this evening, and that sways me towards not continuing with the trial. Councillor Lording, do you wish to close?
Yes, please, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Well, we have a motion before us. All those in favour? One. All those against? It's not carried. So we're in a situation now where we need to put an alternative motion. Councillor Gallagher, do you wish to formally move the motion you've forecast?
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to move, if I may, that in recognition of the diverse views that have been expressed, Council, number one, retain the current wetland site until the 30th of June 2023, and number two, in the period to 30 November 2023, Council survey the wider Alexandra community to determine a preference for changes to the Leckie Park and UT Creek precinct.
Do we have a second? Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Gallagher, you wish to speak to the motion?
I will rest on my previous arguments. Thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Carpenter.
I think Councillor Gallagher has spoken very eloquently. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak for or against? Councillor Lording.
what Councillor Gallagher said improves on the previous one, because I did want to cut it short. So this improves that, and also helps fix up the problems of the public consultations. So I support it. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor McCall.
I'll be supporting the new recommendation, the new motion. It's proving that I wasn't set in my mind when I came into here, and I was listening avidly, and I think it could become a good outcome. Thank you, Councillor Gallagher, for presenting that option.
Councillor Hazel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with everything that Councillor Gallagher has said, and I like the opportunity to go to the community, because there's obviously a lot of passion both ways, and people are concerned about the biodiversity of our wetlands or meadows, call them whatever you like. So I think this is going to be a good opportunity to look at the bigger picture and consider climate change and greening and all the rest of our urban environments. Thank you.
I'll just make 2 points. The first is, whatever we wanted to do, there would be a delay anyway, given the workload that the staff are currently under over the next few months. It may sound a simple thing just to rip something out, but when people are busy doing work everywhere else, it still takes time and effort. The other thing is that I think by having a broader view of the whole Lecky Park UT Creek area, we may be able to provide a solution that the vast majority can live with, and we will get over the current sort of conflict within the community. Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. In closing, I thank councillors for their comments. I thank all of the submissions again for their contributions. And to make the final point, that I encourage the CEO to forward the message that there is no intention here to stifle innovation, and that we encourage this creative thinking for these types of solutions. Thank you. Close.
Thank you, councillors. We have the proposed motion. All those in favour? Carried. I'm now going to scroll to the end of the agenda and declare the meeting closed at 9:53.
There is, yeah. Right.